Speaking of hacking generally, India's national elections start next week. It'll be a huge test for social media companies that have been promising to clean up disinformation and propaganda. In India, focus is on the messaging platform WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook. The company announced this week it's creating a fake news tip line in India to help people figure out what information they can trust. Think an interactive version of Snopes. Rema Rajeshwari is a police chief in the southern Indian state of Telangana. She was with us on The World last July when she told us about a unique program she created to combat fake news in her district. Rema, I want to get your initial reaction to this tip line that WhatsApp announced this week. What can you tell us about it?
WhatsApp has been at the center of controversy in India since last year after fake messages spread on its platform sparked a number of lynching incidents. Over 40 people died, and the company made it harder to forward messages and limited the number of groups to which the messages can be forwarded after it came under a lot of pressure from the government and different stakeholders. 2 days ago, the company came up with this new initiative called Checkpoint Tip Line. This, as they say, is to stop the spread of suspect viral content ahead of India's national elections. And by launching this tip line, they are saying that they're able to enable the users to point up dubious information for debunking. For this, they have partnered with an Indian startup called Proto to create a system in which users can forward suspicious messages they have received.
So it's a collaboration. A lot of organizations and people seem concerned about the fake news there.
Well, yeah, very much. So even this one, some are not quite happy about this step because they're criticizing that it's a very feeble attempt to fight fake news. And it's too little and too late because we barely have 10 days to go for the national elections. And the amount of fake news, which is already in circulation, is quite enormous. We just have to wait and see in the next 10 days how fast they can get to the job.
I'm curious, Rema, have you tried using Checkpoint Tip Line? And what does it actually do? How does it work?
Well, you know, you have to send a message first. They have given this number. So you send a message to them and the response typically comes instantly by saying that, thank you, we have received your information. We will verify the content and get back to you. And they also have similar responses in 4 Indian languages, in Hindi, in Bengali, in Malayalam, and Telugu. But the ones who have been using the service since last 24 hours have been complaining that it's not instant. For that, the company came up with a response saying that if it's a known rumor, the user will get a quick response. But if it's a new one, a new rumor, it will take some time for the verification center to determine if it can be verified.
What kind of fake news stories are you seeing in your district?
Well, WhatsApp is still rife with misleading content with regard to the candidates, with regard to the manifesto of certain political parties, and about the recent attack in the state of Kashmir. There was a terror attack a month ago. So post that terror attack, there was a huge volume of misinformation being spread. So if you look at the type of messages being spread these days, it's something to do with religion, and to do with the candidates, their characters, about their assets, and the authenticity and the credibility of a particular candidate. Let's just see. But for now, this is the kind of messages we are seeing in the platform in India.
Rema Rajeshwari is a police chief in the southern Indian state of Telangana, where she oversees about 700 villages. Rema, all the best, and have a lovely evening.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.